SBS Radio.
We have in the program research assistant from the Western Sydney Local Health District under the Department of Epidemiology and Health Analytics, Nina Hatcher. Good morning, Nina.
Hi there. Hi, Annalyn.
And we have mula sa Philippine Australian Community Services Incorporated, Miss Nelia Sumkad. Magandang araw, Nelia.
Magandang araw, Annalyn.
Yes. Sa araw na ito, we'll talk about the cervical screening awareness that the Western Sydney Local Health District has been conducting for the past few months or so. But specifically, this December 1, you will be doing it for the Filipinas. Can you tell us a bit about this, Nina?
Yeah, sure. So we're having an event on December 1st to try and educate women Filipinas about cervical screening, because we think it's a really important test and cervical screening saves lives. So we're doing this session just to raise awareness for Filipino women in Mount Druitt. We're going to have a Filipino doctor, Dr. Galliardo, talking about cervical screening. And plus we'll have some other fun things at the event, like some dancing.
Yeah. Nina, why do you see the need to really conduct cervical screening, specifically in Mount Druitt? What's the number of cases for cervical cancer in Mount Druitt or in Western Sydney?
Yeah, sure. So Mount Druitt, the reason we're doing it specifically here with funding from the Cancer Institute is because Mount Druitt has the lowest rates of cervical screening in the whole state and the second lowest in Australia. So that's really bad, and that, we think, is leading to more women dying in Western Sydney from cervical cancer, and it's a highly preventable cancer, so we want to get the word out about this test to women so that we can save lives and we can save these women from cervical cancer.
Mm. You mentioned about the cervical screening that are being done in Mount Druitt or in Western Sydney, but how about the numbers of those who have cervical cancer? Is it high as well?
Yes. So women are dying at 1.5 times higher rate in Western Sydney than in the rest of the state.
Mm.
So more women are getting cervical cancer here and more women are dying here from cervical cancer.
Yeah. And Nelia?
Yeah.
Why is it important for, because this specifically happening on the 1st of December is for Filipinas or Filipino women. Why is it important to have the Filipinas be educated and aware and conduct a screening for them?
Yeah, napag-alaman namin, Annalyn, na 1 in 10 of these women in Mount Druitt are Filipino.
So, wow, madami yon.
Madami yon. So yun ay isang statistics na very alarming to consider, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm. And would you know the number of women living in Mount Druitt?
No. I don't know the numbers off heart, no, but it's quite a large area, actually.
Yeah.
The Blacktown area is the largest local government area in the whole country. So I know we have a lot of women here, but I can't give you the number.
Yeah. Nelia, this is part of one or part of your programs under PACSI. Alam ko marami kayong mga ginagawang programs to help the community and to give service sa community. Pero bakit mahalaga na mabigyan ng pagkakataon ng mga kababaihan, particular ang mga Pilipino, sa mga ganitong uri ng tests o screening?
Tulad ng nasabi ko nung una, 1 in 10 na women sa Mount Druitt ay Filipina. At saka hindi tayo masyadong nakakaalam. We were not really aware that cervical cancer is one of the largest causes of death in as far as women are concerned. At dahil doon, kailangan malaman ng ating mga kababayan na they should be aware that is a very alarming figure. And therefore, they should be educated. That's very important for them.
Yeah. Nina, if cervical cancer is detected early, it can be prevented, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. So the cervical screening test, which a lot of women know as the Pap test, that was the previous test, it is looking for a certain virus that is very common. 4 in 5 people have it at some point in their life. So the test is looking for that virus. And if you find it before it even grows into cancer, you can monitor that woman and make sure she doesn't even develop cancer. Or in the second case, if you're testing for that virus and you find that the woman has it, and you do a test and she also has cervical cancer already, you can catch that before it becomes life-threatening. And so it's a very important test, and it definitely does prevent cancer. 80% of women who get cervical cancer have never had this test done.
Mm.
Yeah, and we think Cancer Council New South Wales recently released some research that said we think we can eliminate cervical cancer in 20 years' time. So we can almost get rid of cervical cancer in Australia with the cervical screening test and the vaccine as well.
So more screening should be done.
Yes, definitely.
Mm, mm. Nelia, kanina nabanggit na may Filipino doctor na kasama dito. Is it specifically for the Filipinos this program is, the screening, or is it for the whole women in Mount Druitt?
Ang target group ngayon, the target group this time are all Filipinos. Because like we have known before that 1 in 10 of these women are Filipinos living in Mount Druitt who are not getting this screening done.
Mm.
to dispel the common belief that it's a shameful test or it is something that is embarrassing, to dispel that kind of
thinking
that's why they are now particularly targeting these Filipino groups in order to dispel that kind of myth.
Mm. But is there any other screening done for other ethnic communities?
Oh, yes, there was before, and it's an ongoing project, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So we've done some different events targeting different groups. Mm-hmm. So we've done events with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women because we know they have very low rates of screening and very high rates of dying from cervical cancer. And we've also done events with refugees and new mums, and also just the general community in Mount Druitt, because it's important for all women to know about this test.
Mm. Why is it important to do the screening with specific community or ethnic group, like Filipinos and then the refugees? Why is it specified only for a certain group?
We think it's important to, like, for example, working with the Filipinos, we're working with Nelia and Paxi to connect with that group specifically through other women from their group, you know? So I think that really helps. And to have someone connect with them and tell them about it that is from their background or that they can connect with a little bit more.
Mm.
As Melia was saying, it can be an embarrassing or awkward topic sometimes, that area down there. So we think it's really important to try and, target groups specifically and tailor our thinking towards different groups.
Mm. Nelia, on the day, the 1st of December, there will be a talk?
Yeah, there will be a talk of a cancer survivor. And there also is a talk by the Dr. Gagliardo to increase awareness of social awareness and also the importance of having a regular cervical screening. There will also be dance. And
Zumba dance.
Yeah, Zumba dance. Emphasizing, for example, pelvic floor exercises.
Mm.
Now, how do we do that? Well, we'll find out during the day, on the day itself. And also, what's also important is to encourage these women to come to the event. If they're getting a free gift voucher on the day, if they go.
Wow! I should go.
Yeah, you should, because only if you complete the test, though. Not on the day, like when you present yourself on the day, but when you complete the test, that's when you get the voucher.
Mm.
Stamp, correct?
Yeah. Yes. So that's another part of the program that we're running, is that we are working with local doctors in Mount Druitt to give out vouchers for women so they can get a gift for doing this test. So it's a free test at your local doctor, like bulk field doctors and nurses, they all do the test. And on the day, we'll give you a voucher that you can take to a doctor, get it stamped, and then you can get a gift from Priceline. Yeah, and it's a free test, and women are getting something apart from the health benefits. They're also getting a gift from it. So yeah, we're trying to just really encourage women to and reward women for looking after their health.
It's time to go out.
Yeah.
But for our listeners who are not from Mount Druitt or who don't reside in Mount Druitt, can they also have this test free?
Yes, the test is definitely free at any bulk bill doctor. So with your Medicare card, you can get the test for free. Hospitals also do it, and women's health centers and those kind of things. So it's a free test. Medicare covers it.
You just have to get out of the house and do the screening.
Yeah.
Nelia, maybe panghuli na lang to. Para sa mga kapwa natin Pilipina, mga kababaihan, bakit mahalaga na pangalagaan natin yung sarili natin? Isang paraan ito, cervical cancer screening at syempre yung alam natin ang tungkol dito sa sakit na ito. Bakit mahalaga para sa ating mga kababaihan?
Ito ay mahalaga para sa ating mga kababaihan dahil tayo ang pinagmumula ng populasyon, kumbaga. Sa atin nagmumula ang mga bata.
Mm.
At kung hindi natin pangangalagaan ang ating kalusugan, anong mangyayari sa ating society? Because we are women and we should really look after our health.
Mm. Para sa mga iba pang impormasyon tungkol dito sa free health education session on cervical screening, saan sila pwedeng kumuha ng mga detalye pa?
Para sa programang ito on December 1st, kailangan nilang tumawag sa aming telepono, which is 9672-3738, o sa aking mobile, 0404-975-765, para magparehistro by November 28.
Mm. So, kailangan bilisan na nila ang pagtawag o pag-message sa inyo.
That's correct. Or pag gusto nilang mag-message, ang aming email ay info@paxi.org.au.
Nina, last question for women. What's your message to really encourage them to go out and have these screenings done?
Yeah, thanks. I just want to say this test saves lives. As I said before, 4 in 5 women who get cervical cancer have never had this test done. So this test really decreases women's chance of getting cervical cancer. And also, it's a very simple test. It's women, nurses and doctors do this test all the time. It's very easy for them. It's no big deal. And it can seem embarrassing to you, but really to them, it's a very routine test. So don't be worried about that. And yeah, go out and get a test done.
Yeah, early detection is better or the best.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm.
Yeah, if you have cervical cancer later on and you have to have surgery, it's a big deal, or even death from cervical cancer, that's obviously a lot more serious and horrible than just getting this little test done.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maraming salamat, Nelia Sumcal from the Philippine-Australian Community Services Incorporated, or PACSI, and Nina Hatcher, Research Assistant from the Western Sydney Local Health District.
Maraming salamat din, Annalyn.
Thank you, Annalyn.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
sbs.com.au